This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on a Patriots Friday on WEEI. We'll get to the Friday four-pack coming up about a half an hour from now, 11:30 every Friday. We'll get to the Red Sox and the Yankees in a moment. Text line rolling in with football films we missed. One that did not occur to me, Keefe.
Yeah, which one?
80 for Brady.
Oh, did not have
maybe
it
that's
on there.
Not, that's one I still haven't seen.
You know, I never watched it either. I watch
that.
A lot of stuff.
You didn't see 80 for Brady?
I never did.
You know what?
Some were saying it was the worst movie ever made.
That's a blind spot for us. We can't speak to that, okay? So we haven't seen that. Maybe that is
excellent.
A great football film, and we've not seen it.
Yeah, my bad.
We got to lump that, and what was the Warren Beatty one you were suggesting?
Oh, Heaven Can Wait.
Yeah, we got to lump
that
together.
That's legitimately a good movie.
No, but neither of us have seen it, so we just don't know.
True.
And so let's just put those two in a bucket over there where we've not seen it and we can't properly evaluate.
You can't watch everything.
80 for Brady and Heaven Can Wait.
Yeah.
Same.
Put those two. A nice double header.
Yeah.
Double feature one of these nights.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So you can seek that out shortly at Jones and Keefe on social for our top fives. I went with Draft Day. Keefe went with the program. I feel like I have seen... where
All the Right
it?
Moves?
Yes, with Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Oh, yeah. If you pause it just right, you can see his... That's actually a line.
Nice.
From Scream.
I'm gonna have to rewind it. But it says it has some of the hardest hits you'll ever see in a football movie. I don't recall that.
Yeah, it's high school football in like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's like coal miner country.
He's got like the neck roll on. They're like, this guy means business. That's great.
All right, add it to the list.
All right,
617-779-7937. Red Sox are on Apple TV tonight, which means it's a great place to catch them on WEEI. Sox and Yankees. You got Castig and Pedro in the booth tonight with Fleming and Middlebrooks, and then we got the broadcaster switcheroo,
the swap.
Toss the mics in a bowl.
I like
Inge
a lot. If you could get Inge, I like him a lot.
They need a guy in a bullpen.
I mean. If you could get Inge, I tell you, I would be interested in Inge.
Toss WFAN, swap-a-roo.
I like it. Toss the mics in a bowl, and who knows whose booth you're going back to. But that'll be in the third inning. The
She party. Owns the team.
I know.
Otherwise, she wouldn't be anywhere than 50 miles of the place.
It's our annual WFAN booth swap presented by River Spring Health. Dave Sims is going to pair with Middlebrooks. Fleming will pair with Susan Waldman for a half inning on each station. So don't miss it
Good
tonight
stuff.
On WEEI.
Dolly Parton sleep on her back.
Look out, New York. You're about to get pretty saucy tonight. A little risque when Middlebrooks jumps
over.
Yeah,
they don't
there.
Know what they're in for.
No, they don't.
They have no idea.
They have the dump button ready.
So we got Red Sox, Yankees, a massive series. We asked this yesterday to Bradford, like, what are the stakes? It's always a big series, Red Sox, Yankees. It's even bigger in September. Teams are basically even in the standings, although the Yankees won last night. Their half came up. Red Sox have dominated the series. What do you expect this weekend, Keith?
Well, I like that they have their pitchers lined up. I like that it's going to be Giolito, it's going to be Bayo, and it's going to be Crochet. We'll see if the Red Sox domination of the Yankees will continue. Like, they have been so good against the Yankees. Now, some of that earlier in the season, you did have Devers bat in there. Some of that, you had Roman Anthony. So you don't have those guys. And so I still have my questions about their offense. Like, you see some of the lineups that they've been putting out post-Roman Anthony, and you're like, well, they really need Willier Abreu to get back there, because Bregman and Story and Duran could try to carry it, and like, those are the three guys that you really, really got to lean on, but they're going to have to pitch. But the same thing can be said about the Yankee lineup. Like, it's not very deep at all.
No.
And so even when they were like early on in the season, feels like forever ago, but when they were running away with the division, you're like, is this going to be sustainable? It was like Judge and Fried.
Yeah, because
like,
we were,
that was it.
We were so out on the Yankees in the offseason. We're like, I don't get how this team's so good. And then the Red Sox played them, and you're like, oh, they're not. I mean, they're fine. They're a playoff team in the American League. But the way they started the year, they were playing them in Detroit, were like a cut above everybody in the AL, and they're not that.
But unless you have like a little bit of fear in Stanton, he just hit his 20th home run, and like, he's obviously had a lot of home runs in his career.
And he missed a big chunk of time. So yeah, 20 is a good number for the amount of games he's played. Yeah.
I mean, Judge, you're terrified by. Judge is insane, and he's going to be the MVP again. I think Big Dumper, it's not going to happen for him. He had 2 home runs last night, Judge. He's up to 46. But like, looking at even just yesterday's lineup for the Yankees, it's just Judge. It's just Judge. So even though the Red Sox, you're like, all right, Bregman, Story, Duran, but with their pitchers going, like, I feel like this is a good opportunity to pass by the Yankees, right? Even if you take 2 out of 3, you'll be a half game up on them if you do that. And then staring down the Blue Jays with 4 series to go. So I'm really hoping and confident that they can take 2 out of 3.
So I don't know. I guess I got to see how it plays out. I mean, they get swept. I'll come in on Monday, and I'll probably be ranting and raving and worried. But I feel like mostly, if you drop 2 out of 3 to the Yankees, it's not like, uh-oh, here we go. So I do feel like there's more to gain from this series than lose. I don't want to put 0 stakes on it. I don't want to, you know, give the Red Sox no downside in the series. You get swept, then look out. But even if you drop 2 out of 3 to the Yankees, the way you've dominated them all year, the way I think you're comfortably in a playoff spot, they're 4 games up on Texas. So I think they're comfortably in a playoff spot with just a couple of weeks to go in the season. I'd love to see them host the wild card round. I'd love to see him make a run at the division. So to me, it's more about that. It's more about the lost opportunity of, you know, really putting yourself in a good position to get Roman Anthony back. Because I don't think Roman Anthony's going to be back for the wild card round. I don't think he's going to be back for the divisional round. You got to do what you can to get to the ALCS. And the best way to do it, catch Toronto, get the bye, try to win 3 out of 5. Do what Atlanta did in 2021. And win without Acuna, who was a future MVP. He got hurt. They won the World Series without him. He got hurt in July. You got to try to do something like that to at least get to a point where Anthony is back. And this series could be a big vault for that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not worried about how they match up with the Yankees. The Yankees don't scare me. Even if the Yankees took 2 out of 3 this weekend, they don't scare me.
No.
But you need to get back into that race with Toronto, or at least back into that race ahead of the Yankees, to try to lock up home field advantage in that wild card.
Yeah. And, like, to me, the Red Sox have obviously owned the Yankees. They're 8-2 against them so far. But if this ends up being a playoff matchup, you do really want it at home. Like, the Yankees, they need that ballpark, I think, to have a chance. Like, if this series was in Fenway, don't you feel like the Red Sox kind of...
You're talking about specifically against the Yankees?
Yeah.
I mean, I think
they beat them either way. I would pick them either way.
I'd rather have both wins. I'd rather have it at home, obviously, but I wouldn't be afraid of going into the Bronx.
I'm pretty sure both wins came in Yankee Stadium, but I was just
looking that up.
I'm pretty sure they did, and I just think that they play better there, and there's just like always that chance of like them hitting that little minor league home run, and like they need that to win.
The Yankees are 44-31 at home, 37-34 on the road.
Okay. And the Red Sox are a bad road team too, so just based on that, I just meant more how they match up head-to-head. Red Sox lost there on June 6th. And they lost there on August 24th. So you're right. 2 losses at Yankee Stadium.
So, I mean, I would still pick the Red Sox, but I'd be a lot more confident if the Red Sox were home in that series.
I'm surprised. We got some of this yesterday when we were talking Red Sox and Yankees, and I'm surprised we're getting more of it today. Guys, get ready to have your hearts broken in the last 15 games. Swept by New York, swept by Toronto. Kiss the playoffs goodbye.
Oh, they're making the playoffs. It's a matter of, like, what seed will they be and
so that's
what they look like.
Yeah, I mean... And maybe we're wrong. Maybe 4 games isn't a lock. We've seen teams collapse in the past. That'd be a massive collapse. So I'm personally not worried about that, but talk to me on Monday if they get swept by New York. I'll probably feel differently.
But what I would say is, I don't know if you noticed, but Seattle and Houston are now tied. So Houston's technically the wild card team based on whatever their tiebreakers are. So the Red Sox, though, with 15 games to go, I would be shocked if they miss the playoffs. However,
they have a 95.2% chance to make the playoffs.
But they could win the division, or they could be the third wild card. Like, there's a big
change. Oh, they could fall all the way to third wild card for sure. I don't rule that out.
Yeah, they're 2 games up on the AL West team, right? So, like, with 15 to go, you could be the third team, and now you're looking around like, all right, who do you play in the first round? Where if it, I'm just praying now it is Sox Yankees. One, because I think they can win that series, and then two, because that'd be the best for everybody. That'd be, give you the most juice right off the rip.
That one game playoff they had in 21 was probably awesome. The best playoff game of the whole playoffs.
Like, selfishly, I kind of would rather Red Sox Yankees wild card than the Red Sox win the division. I kind of would. Because I also have a little bit of fear about the division, because you can get cold. It happened last year. All these division winners that won 100-something games.
Rust, as he said yesterday.
It really happened. And then you're like, they're waiting around. They're like, oh, they got their pitching lined up. It's like, yeah, but their bats were cold, and they got smoked right out of the playoffs.
Yep.
So even for that reason, let alone for the entertainment value, I'm rooting for Sox-Yankees wildcard round.
So a lot going on the field this weekend at Fenway Park and in the booth here on WEEI. You can discuss at 617-779-7937. There's also some big picture stuff going on away from Red Sox Yankees this weekend. Big stakes, and again, how important are these games this weekend against the Yankees? You can weigh in. Couple of away from the field this weekend storylines that I just find interesting, bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
One we talked about very late in the show. I just want your thoughts on this again. Bradford, shortly after he was on EEI yesterday.
Yeah.
And he had
saved it for a tweet.
He had more news breaking. We at least teased this with us yesterday. He talked to Scott Boras, but he had more
today
on the website. But he tweeted this out yesterday, shortly after our interview. He says, Craig Breslow will prioritize finding a GM early this coming offseason. He's gone without one for his first 2 years. So to me, that sounds like a search. That doesn't sound like an internal promotion. He's going to hire a GM. A lot of teams have a chief baseball officer or someone of that ilk, a president of baseball operations, and then a GM beneath them. That's not rare, but you're intrigued by that, I know.
I am. I mean, if you can get a trade deadline expert, somebody that only worries about the trade deadline and is good at that, you could combine to be the perfect GM president of baseball operations. Because right now, Breslow's done everything else well. Off-seasons have been good. Extending players that you want has been good. Trade deadlines have been a disaster.
They've been bad.
They've been terrible.
He's good at extending players.
Yeah.
We'll get to one prominent potential player he's going to need to extend coming up here in a moment.
Deadlines have been a little bit. If you need a guy to get you a Dustin May or a James Paxton, he can do it.
He'll do that.
You want a Danny Jansen for a righty stick? He'll get you that guy.
Yeah.
You want Joe Ryan, Steven Matz?
Matz might be the best guy to have. You want Joe Ryan? He might not be able to close it.
No, you're not getting any of those guys.
So the GM could potentially do that. I think that's a good theory as to who's being brought in. Just handle a week. I'll handle the other 51. You get 1 week. It's trade deadline week. That's your job.
What a combo.
I wonder what it means for the front office report. Like, I wonder if this lets Breslow worm out of some of where he's most awkward, which is interacting with the media.
Well, who's that other guy that used to go on with them? Didn't they have a third guy?
Oh, yeah. Brian.
I feel like Kennedy never does it anymore. It's only Breslow.
No, Kennedy was on this yesterday.
No, it's like once every month now.
Yeah.
It should be
Brian O'Halloran?
Like every week.
Sure.
It was Brian O'Halloran.
They had another guy. Is he not there? What's his job?
I don't know.
What's his role?
Is he still with the team?
Don't know.
I don't know.
I'm saying I don't know. But when it comes to, I wonder if part of
that. You break it down.
Part of that is Breslow's like, well, I'm the chief baseball officer. I don't have to do the media. But they can hire a more media savvy GM. Because let's face it, I think what pisses people off with Breslow a lot is how he speaks and how he interacts and how awkward he is. And I think if you just look at the baseball moves, it's been my case all year with him. I think if you just look at the baseball moves, trade deadline aside, you're right about that, Keith. If you just look at the baseball moves, I think they've mostly been good. Look at the pitchers they're developing.
Yeah.
Not that he drafted every single one of them, but look at the pitchers they're developing. I think you just look at the pure baseball moves. He's got a team in playoff position with 2 weeks to go. And who knows if it was his call or not, but made the decision along in conjunction with John Henry, went along with it with John Henry, getting rid of Rafi Devers. They don't miss him. So I think if you just look at the baseball stuff, he's pretty good. The problem is, the PR gets in the way with him, and that's what people hate about him, and that's what people hated about the last guy in Chaim Bloom. So maybe they can bring in a more media-savvy guy, and maybe that would be a way for Breslow to worm out of things like the front office report, because I don't think he always comes across great there.
I'm looking at RedSox.com, their staff directory.
Brian O'Halloran there.
There's like a million names on here.
Yeah, well, I thought...
There's a million people. But
I think
that's part of
why they haven't named a GM yet, because it's like Raquel Ferreira and Brian O'Halloran, or at least it used to be. They had like three or four people who I think they didn't want to give one.
Brian O'Halloran is on here, but you can't click on his name. They didn't give him like a fancy bio.
Is that one of the ones Breslow fired after the internal audit?
He's on here, though, still.
Okay, good.
He is the executive vice president of baseball operations.
If you were on WEEI's website, but there was the link to your bio didn't work, how would you feel about that?
Not great.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel about that. I wouldn't feel great about that either.
How come this doesn't go anywhere?
There's a link to my bio.
It says page missing.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't like the foreshadowing there.
It's got principal owner, chairman, president, and CEO, chief baseball officer. That's what I'm saying. I got everybody.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Pedro and Ortiz are special assistants.
Nice.
They made the top tier. Then there's the executive management team where there's over a dozen names. They're all executive vice presidents of something or senior vice presidents of something. There's the senior vice president assistant general manager. There's an executive vice president. There's too few of those, actually.
So now we need a GM.
Yeah, we don't have a real GM.
We need a real GM.
Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
How can you have as many as four assistant GMs?
But no GM.
Who are they assisting?
That's a ridiculous question.
Or is it the smartest question of all time?
I disagree. That is a great question.
Who are you assisting?
Yeah.
The GM.
Each
we
other.
Don't have one.
Well,
you're
assisting each other?
Yeah.
What do you need? You need coffee?
We kind of chase our tails.
No, I meant you need coffee. So
what's the difference between an executive vice president and a senior vice president? I've never really had a real job.
Who's the boss? The executive vice president or the senior vice president?
You're asking guys in the same boat.
Yeah, right. You guys looking around. Anybody else worked at a real job before?
Yeah, we didn't we didn't
I don't know if I know what job title is.
you are our executive producer.
Oh, nice.
So
who's the senior producer?
Billy.
I think that would be me.
Billy is.
Oh, boy. Well, now, I don't know.
Senior. But I mean, that might be senior you guys, just based on like
you guys are both assistant producers.
Yes.
You guys are all assistant producers back there. That's what you are.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have this on the floor at the Landmark Center Best Buy. We didn't have to deal with that when I was trying to sell people DVDs.
No, when I worked in the warehouse, I was cigarette selector rich, is what they called me.
617-779-7937. Speaking of Sam Kennedy, who according to Nick is never on the front office report, he was on yesterday with Greg. And here's what he had to say about the quote-unquote report from Jeff Passan that Alex Bregman intends to opt out.
Speaking of those types of players who want to be here, there was a Passan report, and I've been panicked about it since, that Alex Bregman has decided to opt out. Can you tell us if that's nonsense? You guys are still talking. You're not getting that feeling from him?
You know, it's interesting. We were all surprised by that report, given you know, we just haven't had discussions with Alex about anything other than the goal at hand right now with what's in front of us these next 15 games. So that'll all take care of itself. He wants to be here. We want him to be here, and I'll leave it at that. But he's such an important part of this season and what we're doing, and all focus right now are on these next 15 games, and fingers toes crossed, October baseball.
Okay, so
all right,
Brad Foe talked to Alex Bregman's agent Scott Boras, and here's what Boras had to say. He said, "Quote, the leadership value to the Red Sox has obviously been huge. Houston knew what that was. The Red Sox, when they got chapter and verse for what that meant to them, they have a more precise nature for what that means with or without the player on the team. I would imagine it definitely is more defined for them." It's a long way of saying and an odd way of saying they want his leadership. They value his leadership. He had another line that was more buried in the story that I said, oh, maybe there is something to him opting out. Because I saw Passan on Karabas' podcast defending this report, and he's like, yeah, I don't get why people thought that was such a big deal. Like, obviously he's going to opt out. He's having a great season. I'm like,
I don't think it's obviously going to opt out.
I also don't think
he's missed a ton of time, and he's getting $42 million guaranteed for the next 2 years if he just opts in.
I'm a Bregman guy. I championed him all offseason. I think he's a better player than Devers, and I'll stand by all that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call the season he's having great. That would not be my terminology for it.
He's missed a ton of games.
He's hitting under 280 now with an 836 OPS. None of that's bad. I wouldn't call it great. In September, so far, he's hitting 205. In August, he hit 260 with two home runs. So
yeah, he's going to hit under 20 home runs.
I maintain I don't think it's a slam dunk. He'll definitely do that.
No, he's going to hit under 20
home runs. He'll definitely hit under 20.
Gotcha.
I agree with you is how I meant to say that. So Boras had one other line in here where I'm like, this does sound like he's going to opt out.
He gone!
Boras said, quote, they've got a couple of great players at very discounted prices by signing them young in their careers. And he's talking about Crochet and Anthony, Bradfoe lumps in Chapman, too. That's not young in their careers, but those are some extensions they have in place. I think that's Boris's way of saying, look, you guys are getting a deal on a lot of other guys. You're not getting one on this guy.
Yeah.
And he also referenced other players. Bregman was restricted by the qualifying offer in the market this offseason. He referenced other clients of his where he's like, once that qualifying offer is taken away, the market really opens up, implying there will be more bidders on Bregman this time around. So we'll see. I think he'll be here long term either way, but if he opts out, that'll be a scary moment for all of us.
Yeah, no, it will be. But he was available last year for everybody. He got offers from everybody. He chose this one. He had, I'll say, a good season, but I think it's been overblown how good of a season he's had.
Yeah, great's too strong. He's good obviously is, good is right.
Yeah,
great's
he's obviously very important to the team, and Cora likes him a lot. He's a real leader. All the young guys like him. He's a very valuable piece. There's a lot of intangibles that come with Alex Bregman, but our team's going to be offering him way more than they did last year.
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
The Boris, Yankees might be.
Boris is trying to hint at it, but Boris obviously has a job to do, so we'll see.
He's not going to get more than 42 average annual.
I don't think so either.
He'll get more years, and then it just becomes, all right, what do you want to do? Do you want to just tack on a $30 million year three? Would that make him happy? Whatever. And I think you can get it done without going crazy.
Me too. So you guys can discuss Red Sox-Yankees this weekend. Breslow needs a GM. And the Alex Bregman opt-out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Friday four-pack, Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Patriots Friday, we'll talk to Milt the Stilt Williams. In the 1 o'clock hour, we have Keith's Keys.
Oh, yeah.
The Pats and Dolphins.
Ready to rip.
At 1 o'clock, week in review, 12:45. So stay tuned for all of it with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. But it is the Friday four-pack, four-pack of questions leading into Pats and Dolphins this weekend. What's first up, Billy?
What one player off the Dolphins would you want most on the Patriots?
I think this is a tough question all of a sudden.
They don't have a great roster.
Their roster sucks.
Couple of years, it would have been easy to pick one of the two receivers, even though, you know, nobody likes Tyreek Hill, but good player. Jaylen Waddle, maybe not a true number one, but he's like a really good receiver. But I'm not going with either one of those guys.
Okay, me neither. And just quick on Hill, he's always been a bad guy.
Yep.
But now he's being investigated by you might trade for him and take him off the team, and he might be suspended.
Yeah.
So, I don't think Hill can possibly be the answer. You're not going Waddle either?
I'm not. Kay. He was my runner-up.
Who are you going with?
I'm going Minka Fitzpatrick.
Oh, interesting.
And I figure with the safeties that the Patriots currently have.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I wouldn't normally go safety. I'd go with a more premium position. But he's probably their best individual defensive player. Him or maybe Chubb, but I'll go Minka Fitzpatrick.
So you just said, I'm going Bradley Chubb.
That's fine.
11 sacks last year. He had a sack last week. He's been pretty productive since he's gone to Miami. He got traded there a couple of years ago. He was a high pick. I think that's my answer, but I don't feel like Minka Fitzpatrick, fine. Jalen Waddle's annoying. He's constantly hurt. He left that game last week. Like, he finished the game, but he left that game last week. He had four catches for 30 yards. We tiered off the AFC receivers earlier in the week, Keith, and we both had Hill and Waddle on the bad QB tier.
Yeah.
Which is a shot at Tua, and I think is fair. I wouldn't take Tua over May.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if we just kind of overrated those receivers at this point. I saw Hart saying yesterday he thinks Hill is washed. I wonder if Waddle's really ever as good as we thought or if we overrated him. So I was digging through their roster. I like the Pats running backs. Achan's better than any single back they have, but I don't feel like the team really needs.
No.
A running back.
He's not much better. There's a handful of guys that you'd look at. You're like, oh, they're way better.
So I looked at all their pass rushers: Chop Robinson, Bradley Chubb, and Jalen Phillips. Those guys are all quality players. I think Chubb's the best out of them, so I went with that. So that'd be my answer. But not a good roster.
No.
What else, Billy?
What all-time Dolphins jersey would you want most?
I'm going Ray Finkel. I'll lean into the
nice.
the sports movies a little bit. Go with a Ray Finkel. As for an actual player, I'd probably go back to one of the Marx brothers, Mark Clayton, Mark Duper.
Okay, I was surprised you didn't say them right away, but you went for the Ray Finkel reference. Got it. Okay, I assumed you'd go with one of those two.
Yeah, those guys are great.
Who was better out of the two?
I think Clayton. I believe Clayton was better.
Duper.
Clayton.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
I picture them as having exactly the same stats. Like,
I was going to say, they probably were pretty interchangeable.
But that's how I think of them.
Mark Clayton was a five-time Pro Bowler.
Oh.
They were both good in Tecmo Bowl. Mark Duper was a three-time Pro Bowler.
Oh, you got to go Clayton there.
Although his nickname was Super Duper.
That's pretty good.
So
that's pretty good.
I'll still go Clayton.
So your answer is Clayton?
Mark Clayton.
I'll go with Duper. No, I'm just kidding. I think I'd go Zach Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Thomas, nice player.
Yep.
There a long time. Jason Taylor, I feel like, was more of a rival of the Pats.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go Jason Taylor there.
What about Ricky Williams?
Interesting.
Oh, that's not a bad one.
That isn't a bad one.
That's a pretty good one. Remember when the Wildcat, Ronnie Brown, they just got absolutely destroyed by the Wildcat?
I had him on my bench that day in fantasy. the worst decision. I'm like, oh, I was like, I can't play him against the Patriots. I was like, I want to enjoy this game, and then he does that.
That was wild. That was Pennington, right? I mean, obviously he was running split out wide, and those guys were running wild, but I think Pennington was the quarterback.
Oh, might have been.
But yeah, that was a legitimately, in the middle of the dynasty, a legitimately shocking Patriots
loss. That was insane. Chris Chambers, OJ McDuffie, a couple of the wide receivers that they had that were really good back in the day.
Yep.
Aronde Gadsden, Arena League player.
How about Nick Buonocatti? You might get that name here and there. He played for the Patriots as well, so you can get some overlap if you'd like.
I liked Jarvis Landry for a time. He was very sure-handed.
Yeah.
They had Brandon Marshall for a couple of good years of Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
He's kind of going all receivers at this point.
Not the greatest guy either, but okay.
Not the worst guy.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's our Dolphins jerseys. You're going Mark Clayton.
Yeah.
Put me down for Zach Thomas. Okay. What else we got?
Will Mike McDaniel make it to week 9?
No.
It doesn't feel that way.
I don't think he's making it out of September.
He might not, because we kind of went over this earlier. If they lose on Sunday. So this could change.
Brian Cox, that's a good one.
There's another good answer.
Patriots-Dolphins overlap, that's another good one.
So if they lose to the Pats on Sunday, which is still up in the air, I mean, they're 1.5 favorites at home. But if they lose this one, it's a short week. They're at Buffalo. Then they play Monday Night Football against the Jets. Three straight division games. So if you're 0-4 and you're 0-3 in the division.
Where's week four? They're at home for week four?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you.
After the Bills game, he could be gone after 0-3.
If they're 0-3, that's a great time to fire a coach. That's more days than we thought. Going into a home game on Monday Night Football against the Jets, which is a winnable game at home,
Yikes. That's
the time to fire him if he starts 0-3. No, I don't think any chance he makes it to week 9.
Then week 9, they play another Thursday game. Week 9, they play Baltimore. And then week 10, they play Buffalo. That's just not fair.
No. No.
They should have quit before they started.
How's their schedule so hard? The Pats are so easy. They weren't a playoff team last year.
Well, no. I mean, the Pats also play Buffalo and Baltimore
the AFC
coming up.
They play in the NFC.
Yeah it's
they're
true.
Playing the AFC North.
And they play them back-to-back later on in the
year. Yeah, these are all just division teams that we're talking about.
I guess the timing of theirs seems a little more difficult. But the Pats have Buffalo in a few weeks.
They do have
up,
the
week 5.
Commanders. That must be like their flex game. So, like, the Patriots get the Giants.
It's a big swing.
And they get the Commanders.
That's like, a big swing.
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay, neither of us have them making it to week 9. No. What else, Billy?
Do you think
Tua Tagovailoa
will be their starting quarterback next year?
It might be like a contract thing where they're kind of forced into it.
I think
we kind of
have the same answer. Should he be? My answer would be no.
Probably not.
Will he be? My answer is yes. I just think you just said it.
Because they got him tied up for a long time. They gave him all the money. Because this is year 6 for Tua?
Yeah, he was 2020 class, yeah.
Yeah. So this is his 6th year. His best year was probably, 2023? And obviously he's had a million concussions in his career. And you wonder if, like, Mike McDaniel was able to sort of unlock something out of him, but now that's gone. And then if they end up firing Mike McDaniel, how is Tua going to look going forward?
Yeah, I guess it does depend on who the new coach is. If you're factoring in he gets fired.
Yeah.
Is that coach going to have a connection to another quarterback? How high is their pick going to be? So there's some variables in there, if I had to wager on it, I bet he's their quarterback next year, but I wouldn't want him to be. If I were a fan of that team, I wouldn't want him back.
But I think what also might come into question is if you end up with a really high draft pick, we've seen teams, even with crazy cap hits and even with whatever else, be like, all right, we're picking 2 overall. We could get one overall. I mean, depending on how bad it gets in Miami, they could have the number 1 pick. They could take any quarterback they want, the kid from South Carolina, the kid from LSU, the kid from Clemson, whatever, Arch Manning. They could They could take any guy they want. That might sort of.
Gio Lopez.
They could if they want him.
Yeah.
He'll be available.
He'll definitely be available.
But so that could kind of push it, whereas if they have like the 7th pick, maybe they just say, all right, we're kind of. We're stuck with Tua. We'll bring him back for another year. But it is fascinating how quickly things can change. Because 2 years ago, if you're like, hey, a quarterback has Mike McDaniel calling his plays, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as receivers, you're like, that guy's set up.
Yeah.
He's good to go.
That's true.
And then 2 years later, you're like, not even 2 years later, like a season and a game later, you're like, oh, I don't know about this.
I mean, maybe we're overly shook by how bad he was last week and getting called out by ex-teammates, but he looked bad. And last year, they were an explosive offense. He took too many hits, had too many concussions. They changed the offense, which might be smart for his longevity.
Yeah.
But he's turned into a real dink and dunk quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of one who would air it out to Hill and Waddle down the field. A bunch of jersey suggestions. These are pretty good ones. Patrick Surtain, we didn't say him, right? Senior?
Yeah. He was good, yeah.
So that's Dice. Patrick says Richie Incognito.
Brent Grimes?
Not that one. Oh, Brent Grimes.
Dude,
yep.
Richie Incognito, actually not a bad guy. Didn't that whole thing get, like, wasn't that all overblown?
Yeah.
I thought he didn't do anything wrong.
I don't think he was the greatest guy. I think maybe in that specific incident.
But I think he got, like, railroaded.
Yeah.
And I think he, like, really was not anything too overboard, actually.
Let's see.
Don't fully quote me on that, though, Nick. If that's wrong, then.
Larry Zonka.
WEI host says.
Yeah.
Richie Incognito, great guy.
Dump it.
I'm pretty sure.
Wes Welker, Dolphins jersey.
Oh, that's right. You could get an old school.
How about this one?
I bet
you like this player. This is a muscled-up player.
David Boston. He got too big. He got to the point where he was like biggest wide receiver of all time.
Was he good in Miami
yes.
and then went to the Chargers, or was he good with the Chargers and went to Miami? Which way was it?
I thought he was good with the Dolphins.
Okay.
Nope. He was good with Arizona.
Not the Chargers.
No.
Never played for the Chargers?
No, he did.
Oh, okay.
But that was 2003. He was okay. Then he got hurt. Then he came back, had a year with Miami. Not even a full year with Miami. No. He was really good with Arizona.
David Boston rocked up.
He was enormous.
That guy was rocked up.
Should he be maybe a tight end? He was listed at 6'2", 240.
Hoss of the week?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he's a Hoss of the week.
That guy's
a Hoss. Yeah. I think I don't know if the graphic is up, so I don't know if we can say it yet, if the cat's out of the bag, but our official Hoss of the Week.
We do have a Hoss of the Week.
Is CT from the challenge.
Congratulations, CT.
CT, yep. A local guy. Perhaps anyone who knows him, you could pass that along.
I know his Hoss of the Week.
Another local guy formerly on the challenge, Vinny, not a big fan of this show.
Hopefully
CT. We're very pro CT on this show.
Oh, we are CT fans.
So he is Hoss of the Week here on Jones and Keefe. Congratulations. 617-779-7937. Let's get back to Pats and Dolphins. That was the Friday 4-pack. We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
They need the ball more. That's the best way to say it. So, like I said, I try to learn from each experience. I love the guys in that room. They work really hard. They can do a lot of different things. And I thought they did some things, but the way the game ended up going really kind of got sidetracked in the third quarter, and then the game changed a little bit. So. I can do a better job.
I don't want to change the subject, Keith, but if you're going to Mount Rushmore Will Smith songs.
Yeah.
This is in there.
Fresh Prince theme.
Great one.
Parents Don't Understand.
Sure. Summertime
in Miami?
Where do you put Wild Wild West?
Where do you put Getting Jiggy With It?
man, great question. Put me in a pretzel.
Boom, Shake the Room.
Shake the Room. Yeah,
I have a warm take. Will Smith.
Oh, good. Hang on. I'd like to hear this, please.
It might not have been that outrageous to get up and slap Chris Rock had his wife actually appreciated it.
Oh, she did not.
I don't think his wife.
Right. It wasn't worth it at all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she strikes. I think we all kind of, we've heard some of the stories and this, that, and the other thing. She probably doesn't even like him, doesn't respect him.
No.
So it's not like she's like, oh my God, that was incredible that you did that.
Right.
She's like, how'd you even let that happen? Now I'm mad at you that you did that. Like, I don't think it was worth it for so many reasons.
One, chivalry is dead. Chivalry is officially dead. When she can't respect that, it's officially dead.
He got no hero's welcome when he got back to his scene.
None. Everybody was just like, what? Lupita Nyong'o's like, what?
And then imagine that car ride home.
No.
Just getting, yeah, I can't believe you did that. Probably this is separate so embarrassing
cars.
For me.
Separate cars, separate beds, separate houses. Yeah, so that's one where you're like, that was a mess. So it ruined his career.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
That's the last we've seen of that guy. He later, 10 minutes later, won Best Actor.
That's going out in a blaze of something. I don't know if it's glory, but it's a blaze of something.
And then actually, isn't he releasing like AI videos of crowds now for his concerts? Yeah, did you guys
so
that see
came,
that?
Yes, that came out. No. So there was like he is touring, and there was like a hype video, and everyone's like, or like a teaser trailer for it. Like, oh, here he is in concert. And everyone's like, those are AI crowds.
Guy had like eight fingers on his hand.
He like had a dub in the crowd. I don't think he's selling out like he used to.
Okay.
You know, and so
for the next Jones and Keith Roadshow, let's just keep that as a backup option.
Are those AI?
Yeah,
are those bots?
But it's just the Will Smith video.
Yeah, it's just those guys. Yeah, no, he just...
with Monty Mack's head on it.
He taught
Will Smith, you changed my life, and now time for Jones O'Keefe.
And then you remember he had like the most awkward acceptance speech ever. It was awkward that they allowed him to do it. And then on top of that, he was like, yeah, love makes you do crazy things.
Yep.
Right, Venus Williams' dad? And he's like, don't stop
it. How dare you?
Stop it.
Yeah.
They're like, great, this movie was just getting honored, and now everyone's going to look at it way differently. And then, yeah, then you're just getting side-eyed by your wife the whole time. Doesn't can't even stand you.
Not great.
Unbelievable.
No.
She's tough go.
She's probably going to be a fan of the booth swap tonight, though, I'd imagine.
Jada Pinkett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably is a fan of
what, sweet.
She's probably a fan of what we're doing tonight.
I think so.
EI and FAN. Yeah, I would imagine she is.
Yeah.
You can discuss 617-779-7937. You heard Josh McDaniels there talking about what went wrong with the Patriots and their running game last week. He said, yeah, I got to use them more. And that is this week's Verizon matchup featuring Ramondre Stevenson, Travion Henderson, and Antonio Gibson. How much does McDaniels utilize them? Is there more balance this week? It's your Verizon matchup, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. You want more Travion Henderson this week?
I do.
I think a lot of people want it. Do you think we actually see it?
Yeah, I do, because I don't think it's going to be difficult to get more of the running backs because we barely got the running backs last week. So if you look at it,
Right, but when he says more balance, is he going to give us more Stevenson and more Gibson, or is he going to give us more Henderson?
But I'm not even like throw Stevenson away. I do want more Henderson than Stevenson. But last week, Ramondre Stevenson led the team in carries with 7.
Yeah.
Henderson had 5, and Drake May had 4. 4 like lame ones. And then they had Pop Douglas and Antonio Gibson each had a carry. So that all added up to 18 carries.
I think I heard Curran say this. I didn't realize this. Curran said this yesterday with Afternoons. They had 3 runs in the second half or something like that. It was
3 or 4.
It was Gibson, May, and Douglas.
Ew.
I don't even think Stevenson or Henderson had a run in the second half, if I heard Curran right.
Yeah. And people are defending McDaniels?
Seriously. McDaniels didn't even defend himself. You heard it. He's like,
he's get the ball more.
He took blame for that, which I give him credit for. I mean, he screwed it up.
Right.
But he's not shying away from that, which I'll give him credit for.
No, this should probably be closer to 30 carries as a team. I mean, as a team. And so if it's, 12 to 15 for Henderson, 10 to 12 for Ramondre, you and I obviously want more for Drake May. I wouldn't predict it. I'm just kind of hopeful of it. And then if you want to give, Gibby the ball once or twice to mix it up, I don't care about that. But it should be, Henderson and Stevenson should be approaching the teens individually, I would think.
In terms of touches.
Yeah, and I am definitely of the, I like a pass-happy offense, but I think the way that this team is built, they should probably be running closer to 50-50, and those guys, you should lean on those two guys.
Well, and don't you think that's what Vrabel wants to do?
Vrabel,
I guess, could step in, and maybe he should have stepped in last year. I mean, Josh, what the hell are we doing? So I don't let Vrabel entirely off the hook, but I'm with you. I'd skew more throwing than running, but I'd imagine with Vrabel, he wants to run it more, so I would expect that. And you just gave the carry breakdown. The snaps are very lopsided to Ramondre Stevenson. He played 46 snaps. Henderson played 25. That's 65 and 35%. So that to me... That should be closer to, you've said it
Henderson
earlier.
Henderson did have more touches, though.
He did.
So it's one of those things where, Henderson and Diggs didn't play a ton, but when they were out there, they at least got their hands on the ball. So
that's true.
All right, that's a positive trend. Just get them on the field more, and then maybe the ball will end up with
them. Should automatically go up. Yeah, I think that's fair. But, I mean, that's an area where I would look. You've been saying all week 50-50 between those two or something closer to that.
Start with that and then see how it goes.
And I'd imagine that adds more explosion to the offense. So getting those running backs more involved, even Josh McDaniels would say that's a key matchup this week for the Patriots and the Dolphins. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. Let's reset some thoughts here on a Patriots Friday. Drake May, what do you expect out of him on Sunday? What do you expect out of the Pats on Sunday? A win? Or are they going to be spiraling 0-2 going into week 3? We'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.